Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At today's shareholder meeting in Tampa, Florida, JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon beat back shareholder resolutions to strip him of his board chairmanship and claw back some of his pay for the bank's recent $2 billion loss from risky trades. Dimon told shareholders that his bank's losses were self-inflicted, but no clients were affected or suffered losses.
The bottom line is that however unfortunate this incident is, we want to do what we always do, admit our mistakes, learn from them, and fix them.
Bloomberg News reporter Dawn Capecchi was in the morning-long meeting. She joins us from Tampa. Dawn, what's it like there, especially after this flurry of reports in the last couple of days saying that it was Jamie Dimon who pushed that J.P. Morgan unit that made the bad loss to make more profits and take more risks?
You know, it is unusually quiet and subdued. The meeting was very controlled. Dimon usually speaks off the cuff. He usually cracks a few jokes. He usually insults the press at the very least, and, you know, maybe some analysts, an analyst or two. But this meeting was very different. There is a lot of security around. I'm looking at about 10 security guards right now that are outside the building that have nothing to do. The protesters were kept at a minimum. I saw maybe a dozen, maybe two dozen outside the building. It was a very controlled meeting. They kept it very short. There were no outbursts.
But there was a lot of commentary. Let's hear some more, okay? We have shareholder Father Seamus Finn, a member of the board of director of the Interfaith Center for Corporate Responsibility, who cited the bank's losses as well as the bank's role in robo-signing mortgages and called Dimon on the carpet. He said, "We're wary of mistakes." Let's listen.
Our company continues to trade in credit default swaps and engage in unrestricted proprietary trading. Mr. Dimon, can you help us to understand why? On Meet the Press, you said there were warning signs and red flags, yet management didn't respond until it was $2 billion too late. I'm sure at this point we all agree that mistakes can happen. We're wondering, Mr. Dimon, given what we've learned, do you still believe that companies can self-regulate when trading on their own accounts?
Dawn, what did Dimon say about regulation?
You know, Dimon still believes that the bank, you know, is going to learn from its mistakes and that it can self-regulate. He said that, you know, this is something that they're correcting and they're not going to make this kind of mistake again. He is a very persuasive CEO and we'll see what regulators think. Bloomberg learned just a little bit ago that the Department of Justice has opened its own investigation into J.P. Morgan now.
Yeah. Well, there were other critics there as well. J.P. Morgan's role in the housing crisis came up, as we said. Executives heard from Laura Johns, a proxy speaking for a group called Organize Now, representing homeowners in Central Florida. Here's what she had to say.
When people can afford a mortgage, had a brief setback, and nobody's there to help them. So why can't Chase, you know, you purchased bad loans at a discount, pass that discount on to the clients, reduce their principal, help them stay in their homes, reset the economy, and let's get growing again?
What was the answer to that?
You know, Jamie had people on hand to address people's concerns. He agreed that he wants to get the economy growing again, but you know, there were a number of people that were very focused on the mortgage issue. That's something that, you know, people noted at the shareholder meeting has been forgotten about in this entire mess. And, you know, Dimon said that this is something that they're working on. He's always said that. He never dismisses people who complain about the mortgage mess because it has also been a black eye for the company. So he had someone on hand to try to address her concerns, as well as he did for other people who complained about modifications and problems such as that.
Yeah. Dawn Capecchi, who covers J.P. Morgan Chase and banking for Bloomberg News, after today's morning-long shareholders meeting in Tampa, Florida, as Dawn said, rather subdued. And we should say executives had at least one supporter that we heard, a shareholder who said he had family investments and the bank was doing a fabulous job. But as we heard, a lot of disgruntled shareholders as well. And as Dawn said, wait to see if regulators decide to take a closer look at the bank. Dawn, thanks so much.
Thank you.